Happy Monday, May the 4th, 2020. This is Mornings with Pat and Amy. Hope you had a great weekend. On today's show, the diet bet is over. How'd we do? A Florida man thought Disney was open. A kid rings the cancer-free bell. And do you feel bad for the kids who are seniors this year? But first, let's talk about the news that we saw this weekend and that sort of fun stuff with Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. May the 4th be with you, sir.
And also with you. And also with you. Thank you.
And also with you. It sounds like the Catholic Church almost. Today is Star Wars Day.
So that means you need to go watch the damn Star Wars movies for the first time.
That is true. Although I did actually know that today is Star Wars Day because of that.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not, like I said, I've seen some key clips. I know some key, phrases that have been used throughout the franchise.
Did Han shoot first? Exactly. You know nothing. You know nothing. You know nothing. I don't even want to hear it. You go watch these movies today. I don't want to hear it.
What'd he shoot?
Oh my God. Oh my God. No? I'm so embarrassed. Moving on.
How about Luke, I am your father?
Actually, he doesn't actually say that. He actually,
I know,
never, he
I
doesn't
know, it's
actually
the miss, it's the misquoted, the most misquoted line of all,
it
but
is.
I know it.
No, Luke, I am your father. No! Luke was such a little, anyway, go ahead, moving on.
Okay, moving on. So Friday, it is official. Kids will not be going back to school for the rest of the academic year. Not to say that there still won't be distance learning happening, but they will not be at their physical schools.
Yeah, not for the rest. In the fall, assuming everything's, they plan on going back, but it sucks. I mean, yeah. It sucks, especially for a lot of seniors, obviously, who were hoping to have a little bit. I mean, were they, though? We'll get into that later. But
okay.
I think it mostly sucks for the parents.
I concur. I would agree with that.
And it does suck for the, I mean, because look, he hasn't seen his classmates and friends now in many, many weeks, and he hasn't had that structure. And the teachers, I can't imagine, I'm sure it's very frustrating for them because they have no idea. I mean, they have an idea, but they're doing their best. So, and we appreciate them, by the way. Thank you for all the distance learning you're providing our kids, because we don't know what the hell we're doing. So thank you.
That is true. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts have teamed up to bulk purchase personal protective equipment, tests, and other medical supplies for the pandemic.
If the government won't do it, the federal government, I guess the states will just band together it and do it themselves.
Basically.
Yeah.
The NFL plans to have their season start on time. Opening day would be September 10th.
Which sounds great, but that seems optimistic, doesn't it? Doesn't that seem overly optimistic to just make that announcement?
Frankly, I feel like the minute football season is over, I'm like, oh my God, it's starting again.
No team pride at all. Or did you grow up a Bills fan at all? Like, were you even
remotely? I was a kid, I was a Bills fan, yes.
What changed? Well, why do I ask what changed? They sucked for basically 20 years, so that's what changed. But
yeah, I mean, but I didn't really care.
Yeah, it just wasn't really your thing.
That's why, because I didn't really care.
Right. Okay, well, fair enough.
I have a soft spot in my heart for the Cleveland Browns because that's my dad's team.
Aw.
So.
It's adorable. Yeah. It's,
and
so
they're terrible,
cute.
Too.
It's so cute. It really is.
Yeah. This is terrifying. Murder hornets have arrived in the United States. They are Asian giant hornets that have been found in Washington state. They are called murder hornets because their venomous sting can kill a human if they're stung several times.
See, these things are massive.
I was just about to say, have you seen a picture? It's like my worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. And hornets are bad enough. I mean, they're nasty and pointless. These things, apparently, they find bees, and I'm not making this up, they find honeybee hives, and they behead them, and then, like, eat them and, like, go about their day. Like, they behead them and bring them back to their larva.
I know. And I am devastated because we need bees. Like, bees are so important. I actually saved a bumblebee this weekend, so I'm very proud of myself.
I'm very happy for you. That's very nice of you.
It was pissed.
Well,
but I saved it.
They don't. I don't think they have thoughts they're aware of all that much.
Listen,
it's pretty
have
much
you ever seen
pollen.
Bee movie? I'm pretty sure they do.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. B movie proves that they definitely have thoughts and feelings. I'm sorry.
Yes. We're going to give everything. If you work for Pixar or whatever other company, you can give anything feelings. You can give feelings feelings.
Even like murder hornets.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, there are like 8 men's league hockey teams right now getting ready to call themselves the Murder Hornets. They're going to be really original there. So, the diet bet.
Yes.
Do I get like a mulligan or anything? Can I?
We can do it again. We could sign up. We could do it again.
I don't think I'm going to get my money back though for the last one. Am I so much? Seeing I lost nothing.
Yeah. Well, are you sure though? Are you positive? Because we do have until tomorrow midnight to officially weigh in.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to be able to sweat out that much to make that difference.
To make weight, like you're a wrestler.
Like I weighed myself today and I was up 1 pound from where I started. So, and not because I wanted to be, and not because I planned on that. I got ill through this whole thing, and it was one of those things where I, not trying to be gross, but you have so much post nasal that if you don't eat, you get a sick stomach. So that's what happens to me when I get sick. It's just great. And if I don't have food in my stomach, I just get sick, and I get sicker, I should say. So I have been sick for most of this diet bet with something. We don't think it's the coronavirus, but nevertheless, it's been very frustrating, and it's okay. Like I don't regret doing it. I just wish that I didn't have bad luck is all. So
I'm pretty sure my husband is up like 2 pounds as well. So I was like, gee, dear, glad I paid for you for this. He goes, if I don't make it, he's like, I'll just give you the money. I'm like, oh, good. Thanks.
Willie. So like today, if he weighs in, are you just going to like sit there and be like, so where's my money? If you could just stop by the bank, that'd be great.
He better have my money. That's right. No, I don't know. I'm not really worried about it because I think I'm going to squeak by.
You do?
I do.
Well, what do you mean? You haven't weighed yourself yet?
No.
Why?
Because I'm going to wait till the last possible minute. Because why? Because I was killing it on my crazy psycho diet all last week. And then Friday afternoon rolled around and I was looking at the unsalted, unflavored asparagus sitting in front of me and just gagged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, purging is a way to lose weight, but doctors recommend you never do that.
No. I'm not. I go years in between throwing up because I hate it so much.
Fair. Okay. So what?
I would rather be sick for a week than throw up.
So what did you eat instead of the asparagus?
That day?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I kind of blacked out.
All you know is there's lots of Hershey Kisses wrappers just like scattered around you. You don't remember what happened.
No, but I had pizza, so I may have been, you know, it was really, really good.
Pizza,
like Twin Treats, garlic pizza.
Pizza is the fat person's kryptonite. It is impossible. It's every single stand-up comedian who's like an amateur at that, who does a bit and is fat, does a bit about how they can't stop eating pizza. Like all of them think they're and I just sit there and go, no, bro, this is how it is for all of us. If you're fat, you like pizza. That's just how it goes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Cheese has some sort of chemical in it.
Yes.
That causes the same pleasure centers in your brain to light up. The same ones as like heroin or maybe that's sugar, but it's
the same. Yeah.
So carbs are basically sugar.
Yes, they are.
So sugar and cheese equals happy time in your brain.
It does.
So that's why you keep eating it.
And I can't stop. Once I pop, I can't stop.
Won't stop.
No. And it's the worst. So I haven't actually eaten terribly through this whole thing. I just haven't eaten to lose weight because of being sick and that sort of thing. I haven't been able to be active, and I'm the type of person, I have to be active to eat healthy. They have to go together. So, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? But I mean, I would do it again if we want to do this again, like in another week, if we want to do all this. And we'll have like some summaries tomorrow too. Like we wanted to give everybody a chance to weigh in. So we didn't, you know, we didn't get, because we had what, 8 people total in this. So we don't have everybody's results and who did the best. And we'll do all that like tomorrow or Wednesday, because depending on when everybody gets their weights in. But I know some people did really well and we're super happy for you guys. And yeah, I think we'll do round two. And this time maybe I'll like knock it sick. And at least that's the excuse I'm going to go with. And I'll do better.
Maybe this time I just won't be so extreme, because what always ends up happening is when you go like crazy extreme, you just, you can't, it's we've talked about it. Yes, it's a diet, but it's supposed to be a lifestyle change. And
yeah.
Although on the upside, I've gotten used to working out every single day. So that's a habit that I'm continuing.
That's good. That's good. That's fantastic. And I'm starting to get used to jogging. Yogging. Which again is apparently just run. So I've been doing that and also housework, like lifting things. So that's been it's been good. Doing yard work actually burns a lot of calories, so.
Yes, it does. I've been doing a lot of weed pulling.
Ah.
You know, when it's not raining.
Right.
We have one gorgeous day and then guaranteed we're going to have crap days for like 4 in a row.
Yeah. That's the upstate New York way. And in my case, my whole side yard fills and gets flooded. And then I can't mow even when it's like nice out, because I can't get a mower through there. So everyone thinks I just have some kind of, you know, hovel over here that I don't want to mow my lawn. No, I don't want to get my lawnmower stuck in the mud.
Judgy we have neighbors. Standing water.
Just judgy neighbors. TV and movie news. Matrix actor Joe Pantoliano is recovering after getting hit by a car. He suffered head and chest injuries. Pantoliano was walking in his neighborhood when two drivers got into a car accident near him. One of the cars hit him. But thankfully, he's going to be okay. Just needed some stitches. That's another movie you haven't seen on this.
Yes, it is.
May the 4th be with you day.
I know. I've been given a hard time about that.
Yes, as you should. As you should. There are people who have sent me text messages that listen to this show being like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your face and your head? Okay.
With me?
Yes, with you. Just saying.
Oh, that goes against every bit of my people pleasing.
That's true, actually.
You don't immediately start watching those movies.
You are not pleasing people right now.
I'm so sorry.
WWE superstar Becky Lynch is allegedly appearing in a Marvel movie. That's about all we know. That's the end
and
of it.
And that's it.
What movie? What role she'll play? What a great question. Netflix is the Call Sheet podcast host, Chris Tepley. Tweeted the news last week, and he's usually pretty well connected, so he probably knows. But in terms of what, I don't know. I just know that, you know, Dave Bautista was in Guardians of the Galaxy. Ooh. He's a pro wrestler, The Rock, pro wrestler originally. So it would not be surprising if one of their biggest superstars ended up being big in Hollywood. A 42-year-old Florida man, so you know this should be interesting, was arrested for camping out at the closed Disney World Island. He told authorities it felt like a tropical paradise. I'm sure it did. Richie McGuire, old Dickie there, was around. He had camped there for 3 days, said he planned to stay the week. He told police he didn't know it was a restricted area, despite the fact there were numerous signs saying no trespassing all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Good job, Dickie. Good job, bud. And the mountains set the deadlift world record. Game of Thrones actor Hafthor Bjornsson, yes, who played Gregor the Mountain Clegane, if you remember, lifted. You ready for how much he lifted? 1,104 pounds on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
He was the 2018 World's Strongest Man, by the way, and just in case you were wondering, and that's legit. The man's a god. He can just do things.
Where does he? Where do they grow them like that? Because that's crazy.
Glad you asked. Iceland, which is where the 31-year-old set the record, as a matter of fact, in Iceland.
He is large.
He is large. And people in Iceland.
Very.
Very attractive people in Iceland. I hear great things. I hear you can go to Iceland. And I was reading a story once. This person like had a problem while an American was visiting Iceland. They had a problem. And they went to the doctor and they said, they did like all the scans. And it was free. And they said, hey, you know, you have a cancerous tumor. And he went, oh, my God. Like, well, now what? They're like, well, we're going to treat you. He said, well, I can't afford that. He's like, no, we're just going to treat you. We're not going to let you go unless you really want to go, but we'll just give you free healthcare and just get rid of this cancer for you. And they did.
Should we go there? Should we Look, should we do that? Because that sounds like a really good thing.
It doesn't sound bad, does it? It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't sound bad.
No.
It doesn't sound bad.
Let's go there. Yeah. We have a problem.
Yeah. Weird food, but good people. The good news is kids beat cancer. That's the best news in the world. A parade Saturday at the Seneca Park Zoo in Rochester, in the parking lot anyway, it was, you know, socially distanced, all that stuff, honored a six-year-old boy celebrating his remission. Congrats to Bentley Vega, who has been battling leukemia since August. He rang the bell at the cancer center that signifies his treatment is over and he's in remission. The parade was organized with the help of cancer nonprofit Cure and the Rochester Police Department. And, I worked with Golisano Children's Hospital, the Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital, for years, and got to meet a lot of those kids who are battling that, and I've seen that bell. And there is nothing more amazing than seeing a kid, and I really mean this, ring that bell when their treatment is over and they're done. It will change your life. And playing, I played with a girl, you know, we played, I forget what we even played. I doesn't even matter. Connect Four or something like that. And I'll never forget it because she had the worst cancer. And those kids still just troop on and they still want to just play and they still want to just do normal things. And she beat it. And I'll never forget seeing her after she beat it. And it's just an amazing thing. So I'm so happy for Bentley and his family. That's amazing.
Me too. Beacon Skiff gave away hand sanitizer to hundreds of people yesterday. Anyone who showed got a free bottle and 20% off cases of it. They started making hand sanitizer when the pandemic began to help out essential workers.
Did you see also they did have some limited 1911 products for sale as well. Just, you know, ooh, just get your hands
that'll kill the virus internally.
Or it'll at least kill all of your negative feelings about being inside all day.
That's right. But don't quote us because we're not doctors.
No, we're not doctors or professionals, but we are users, and we can tell you that it does help as eyewitnesses to how that product can help you. So we found out Friday, it's officially official, as you put it eloquently, that the school year is officially done. They'll go back in the fall. Please, God, let them go back in the fall. I mean, I love them so much, but please, God. And some of the things going around, you know, I've seen with my friends and that sort of thing, is how many kids who were seniors, the class of 2020, I mean, it's over with. Their senior year's done. There's no prom. There's none of the stuff. There's really going to be no graduation ceremony. Honestly, I'm not. They've relaxed a lot of the grading policies and all that. So, honestly, if you were on the border, you might actually graduate now. Congratulations!
You may just get by.
Here's the thing: do you feel bad for the seniors?
I do, because my senior year was a lot of fun with all of those traditional, you know, ways to end your high school career.
Yeah. I mean, like
senior ball, you know, night before graduation was called the senior bash, senior trip, leadership trip, finishing out my sport. Mm. Like, and I feel badly.
Okay.
Obviously graduation, but
yeah, I don't want to say I don't, cause that's not accurate. Of course I do a little bit because there's a lot of kids, but here's the thing. It's so much worse. Like, high school is kind of a joke. It really gets so much better when you get out of high school and get out into the real world for most people. For some of you, there's going to be a lot of kids who their best years happened in high school and they're going to stay there, unfortunately. And I hope that's not the case, but it does happen to them. But I mean, you've been stuck with the same people. Most of you have been stuck with the same people for 13 years, basically, right? Through kindergarten all the way through. And now, yeah, it's over. And yeah, you probably hope to do some of this stuff and senior trips and all that crap. But the thing is all these douches that treated you poorly for all of these years, you never have to see again as of now. ever. You never have to see them again. You get to go to college now, and this is done. And you don't, because I know there's a lot of high schoolers, it's been torture for them. Every day and year has been torture for them going there. And not because the schools are bad or the teachers are bad. It's just because either they don't fit in that system, or they weren't popular kids, or they were bullied, or all of the above. And now that's over. And I feel happy for you if you're in that boat, that it's over. I'm thrilled for you. I don't feel bad for you. I feel bad for the popular kids who aren't going to be able to celebrate their bullcrap, only because it's only going to get worse for you kids. It's just going to get bad.
But I wasn't popular, and I would have felt bad if I'd missed out on that stuff.
Yeah? Because, yeah. I look back and, you know, I went to prom. I mean, we didn't have a senior trip because the class of 99 screwed us. So they screwed up on their trip. So our trip was canceled. Thanks. There were chorus.
That doesn't seem fair, but.
No, it wasn't. But that's what happened. The chorus trip, we did that because I went chorus. I quit football my senior year because I looked at myself and said, you're 5'7" and fat. You ain't going nowhere, buddy. Hockey, I got cut from the hockey team, so that wasn't happening. Who cared about track, even though I did it? I mean, it was fun, but, you know, whatever. I don't know, man. It just wasn't. I worked my senior year. I had like 3 jobs and busted my butt and made money and enjoyed my freedom more than I did school. And again, it wasn't because I went to a bad school. It wasn't because I had bad teachers. And even the people who weren't good to me in school weren't awful to me toward the end. It was fine. I had my clique. I had my group. It was good. But, like, I don't sit here and go, gee, I'm so glad I got my senior year because, you know, it just was a special time. No, it wasn't. It was fine. It was all right. I still kept in touch with the people that I needed to keep in touch with for the most part. And it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like there's way more kids that are like that middle of the road, mm-hmm. that are missing out. Not the kids that were necessarily treated like garbage on a daily basis, or necessarily the really, really popular kids, but just that whole huge group that's in the middle.
Yeah. And
although I was going to say, my neighbor across the street, she's a graduate, and I saw her mom the other day outside, and I said, hey, you know, is she disappointed that school's canceled? She's like, oh no. She's like, she was done.
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. Well, and that's the thing. Some kids are probably over it, but mm-hmm. the ones that aren't, those are the ones I feel bad for.
Yeah. And there's always going to be a few, and so that's why I say, I don't want to say I don't feel bad for any, but that, you know, that's not true. I want to look at the positives of it. And right. That, to me, that's a positive of it, is you can be done with this crap now. It's mm-hmm. over. And for those of you, like you said, for those of you who actually enjoyed it, were looking forward to it, I'm sorry that that happened. That does suck. It does suck. Screw you, class of 99. What did we learn on the show today, Amy?
I learned that there is a murderous swarm of hornets that are hopefully not coming towards New York.
Hopefully. The fact that they're in the Northwest and not like Arizona is scary to me, because usually this stuff's like in Florida or something, and they're like, well, we'll get to like Tennessee, but then we'll stop because it gets too cold. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, which is a little scary.
Yeah, let's just hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I don't want to
deal with. That's kind of what I thought about the coronavirus too. Well, I'm not really worried about it because it's that way.
I just want to say right now, if anyone wants to hire me to be a murder hornet murderer, because they are going around the state trying to murder them, I'm all about it. Call me, because that sounds like a wonderful job. That sounds great. I learned that our diet bet is over, and I lost, but you might have won. We'll see when you weigh yourself later, because you won't weigh yourself yet. Cheater, cheater. No, you're not cheating. That's the rules.
I'm holding off as long as possible.
I think you're going to do it. I believe in you.
Thank you.
And if you fail, I just want you to know I'm really disappointed in you.
I want to be the biggest loser. Okay. That's what I want to be, the biggest loser.
But you've already won. I'm kidding.
Right?
Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I will be back tomorrow morning. If there's something you want us to talk about, get a hold of us on Facebook. Look up Mornings with Pat, or look up Pat McMahon. That's moi. And thanks to 315 Live. You can hear us on 315live.com Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. or on demand. It's all free and anywhere you get podcasts as well. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Bye.